Listen to part of a lecture in an advertising class.
Last class, someone asked about green marketing. Green marketing refers to companies promoting their products as environmentally friendly. Companies often turn to advertising experts to help them do this. Green marketing seems recent, but advertising professionals grew interested in it several decades ago. The seeds for green marketing were probably planted in 1970 when the first Earth Day took place. Rallies all over the United States were organized to protest environmental degradation. Some 20 million demonstrators participated in that first Earth Day, and it helped spark dozens of environmental laws. The biggest was the Endangered Species Act of 1973. Which protects imperiled animal species from extinction. There was also passage of the Clean Water Act, and the Clean Air Act was strengthened. Earth Day, environmental laws, environmental issues in the news. Being green was entering the mainstream, and businesses started saying, hey, we can get involved in this. So in 1975, a major advertising trade group held its first workshop on ecological marketing. A few years later, we began seeing ads tapping into people's environmental concerns. But as some green marketers learned the hard way, green marketing must still involve all the same principles of a traditional marketing campaign. Your ad must attract attention, stimulate consumers' interest, create a desire for your product, and motivate people to take action to buy your product. So let me tell you about one green marketing campaign that failed at first and explain why. It was for a compact fluorescent light bulb. We'll call it the EcoLight. It was first introduced, I believe, in the late 90s. It cost far more than a regular incandescent bulb.